What are the latest trends that you see in cybersecurity, in privacy, in digital risk?
If you look at the top board agenda now, cybersecurity and privacy kind of tops the list.
Buzzword that has come out, this whole DPDP Act, what does it mean?
So DPDP, of course, is actually once in a lifetime event for all of us in India. It is applicable to anybody, right? Anybody who's doing business with individuals in India.
Tell us about EY, your journey in EY. How has that been?
Every day is a new learning.
Right.
Every day, whether it's about different businesses. I was again very fortunate where my senior said, you want to try something new, do it. Act, and if it's fail fast, move on.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to EY's Consulting Leaders Unscripted, a special series that brings together remarkable consulting professionals. The wealth of knowledge and focus on evolving trends that are shaping the future of businesses with confidence. So get ready to be empowered and challenged as we share unscripted stories of resilience, innovation, and success. We've got Mini Gupta with us. Mini's been with the firm for over 20 years. She is the person to go to when it comes to privacy and all areas surrounding that. Tell us about EY, your journey in EY. How has that been, you know, the good times, the tough times, the not so good times? What's kept you motivated throughout the journey?
What keeps me motivated is the fact that every day is a new learning.
Right.
Every day, whether it's about different businesses, it's about different, you know, things that we have to offer. It's just about different challenges that are faced, or even, you know, the trends that are happening, the developments that are happening across the world, across the digital space as well. There's so much to learn. There is just so much to learn that you're never bored. Right. I just think the empowerment that we get is phenomenal. Right from the time we enter, you know, it's like an entrepreneurial culture. I was again very fortunate where my senior said, you want to try something new, do it. Act, and if it's fail fast, move on. Right? So there's no resistance to failing as such. It's more encouragement to say, you want to try something, try it.
No, absolutely. I think if you don't fail, you never succeed.
Yes.
So there's no success without failure. And I think that's very important for anybody who's coming into the corporate world or in any field of life. You know, this topic is widely spoken about. It is on top of mind of all boards, CEOs. So what are the latest trends that you see in cybersecurity, in privacy, in digital risk? And what would you tell your clients to really look out for?
So you rightly said, Mrityunjay, if you look at the top board agenda now, cybersecurity and privacy kind of tops the list. In fact, if you look at the Global Telecom Report, it's the topmost risk that has been highlighted. And it's no longer now just for tech-enabled companies, because now, if you look at even the manufacturing sector, this is a very, very important risk to cater to, because now the connectedness is improving.
Right.
It's increasing more and more. So gone are those days where my manufacturing systems were absolutely isolated. They're all connected. They're all IP-based, and hence the threat increases. So if you look at it from a top trends point of view, it is interconnectedness, which is kind of resulting in more threats, which is kind of also making personal information more accessible. Right? So that's one of those. The other is cyber and privacy in AI.
Right.
Right. So while AI is enabling maybe analysis that we do, AI is also exposing risks. And there is a need for things like responsible AI. And that is one of the key trends also in digital risk. So as we digitize, as we embark on more and more AI adoption, have we identified the risk associated? Have we identified... So, for example, if you have LLMs, which has personal data, is that something that is accessible? Is that something that's exposed? Or have we taken care of privacy as we use the various large language models that does or could be having personal data? Similarly, from a cyber perspective,
right?
Given the kind of analysis that is being done, given the kind of risk that AI poses, can it be hacked? Can I actually engineer elements such that what you're seeing or what you're getting is manipulated? So there is a lot that needs to be done, and that's a key trend. While AI is a key trend, elements around AI and cyber and AI, as well as privacy in cyber and privacy in AI is extremely critical.
But now, you know, coming to the differences, and you're really a specialist when it comes to privacy. So what really does that field of work mean? And, you know, how do you help your clients really when you're talking about privacy in their ecosystems?
So if you look at it, you know, privacy cuts across multiple dimensions. So one, of course, there's a lot of overlap between privacy and security as well, because data protection is one of the key elements of data privacy. But it goes beyond. It goes beyond to say it's about transparency. It's about trust with the various stakeholders that we engage with. It's about saying that how do you ensure that whoever we do business with, right, they have that comfort to say that their information is going to be safeguarded, and whatever the purpose that we are declaring is what it will be used for. It will not go beyond. But like you rightly said, the boards and the CEOs are taking this very critically, because if you look at M&As also that take place, the diligences that are taking place now, are also looking at saying, how secure am I? How am I ensuring that I'm on the right side of privacy compliance? Because penalties associated runs into crores.
I think that's a great point, because especially in a due diligence stage, if you've got a company or an organization heavily reliant on data, I think privacy becomes one of the most important points of diligence before any money is really spent on an acquisition or a merger or a JV. I think that's very critical, and I'm not sure how many people are looking at it or how aware is the community in general.
Right. And in fact, if you look at it, hence, when we advise our clients, it's end to end.
Right.
We're not looking at only one dimension.
Right.
In fact, in many cases, there are multiple geographies that clients are operating out of, and there are multiple privacy regulations. Our objective is to make it simple for them. Not onerous to say, okay, I need to comply with A, B, C separately, but probably put together something like a unified privacy framework. Look at how can we assess and make privacy by design a reality. We genuinely work back with our clients to say, how can we make compliance not an overhead, but a way of life with minimal disruption or changes in the business.
Tell us, you know, in terms of this new buzzword that has come out, and of course you've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes on it, this whole DPDP Act, what does it mean? I think the most important thing I would want you to focus on is, what does it really mean for our clients?
Right.
You know, what is it going to change?
So DPDP, of course, is actually once in a lifetime event for all of us in India. It is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity, I would say, for both an individual who's called a data principal as well as a data fiduciary or a data processor, which are corporates who work on those, as well as an opportunity for the government to bring about the changes or to bring about the transparency that it would want to showcase to the world that privacy matters for India. So there is a lot that's happening. It is applicable to anybody, right? Anybody who's doing business with individuals in India, it's applicable. So nobody, no corporate in India can escape this, because bare minimum, you will have employees. You know, you will have probably vendors who operate in individual capacities as proprietors that you will collect personal data for.
So all of this data that we are collecting for individuals needs now to be secure, and data which the individuals can be assured is not going to be shared with any other party, whether it's you know, intentionally or unintentionally.
Right.
So the controls and systems are there to prevent both scenarios.
Absolutely. So it starts off from disclosures first.
Right.
Right. To say that now you're adding that layer of transparency, because you're not capturing data in an implicit manner. You're actually being upfront about what you're collecting, why you're collecting. There is an element of consent required or present in certain cases. And once having collected, no matter where this data flows, whether in your enterprise or outside, how do we ensure there is protection on that?
You're a computer engineer, MBA, fast track partner, specialist. So what keeps you, you know, sane? How do you have fun?
My family, friends working? And family. No, I'm not. I'm very clear. I am, my weekends are for my family and friends, right? Very clear. I insist the team not to be calling anybody over weekends.
Wow.
I'm not working. And of course, I avoid doing that myself. Of course, however, in the space of cybersecurity, when there are hacks and breaches, we go all out to do what is required for our clients. But otherwise, weekends are for family.
No, I think that's so important. The weekends, especially after an intense week of work, you need that time off to recuperate. I think this has been absolutely amazing. You're truly an inspiration for all of us in EY. I think thanks for being on the show. Thanks for all of what you've done for the firm.
Thank you so much, Mritunjay.
Thank you.
Wonderful chatting with you.
Yes.